With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A man armed with guns and knives stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner attended by President Trump last night. He shot a Secret Service man but was subdued. The president is fine and afterwards spoke to the media.
The man has been captured. They're going to his apartment. I guess he lives in California. And he's a sick person, a very sick person.
Attorney General Todd Blanche now says the gunman did indeed plan to strike somebody in the Trump administration, that he came from California, went to Chicago, and then on to Washington. The Secret Service agent was wearing body armor. He did not suffer any life-threatening injuries, and he has been released today from the hospital. There's been a leadership shakeup at the company that runs President Trump's social media platform. White House correspondent Greg Clugston fills us in.
Former California Congressman Devin Nunes has been removed as CEO of Trump Media and Technology. He's being replaced temporarily by digital media executive Kevin McGurn. The company, which owns Truth Social, didn't give a reason for Nunes leaving. However, its stock has collapsed in the last year. The stock is down more than 60% since Donald Trump was re-elected president in November 2024, wiping out more than $6 billion in investor wealth. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Syria has opened its first public trial of officials linked to former President Bashar Assad. Atef Najib, a former Army Brigadier General, appeared in court today. He faces charges related to, quote, crimes against the Syrian people. According to the state-run news agency, Najib was head of the political security branch in Daraa in 2011 when teenagers were arrested and tortured for anti-government graffiti. This is SRN News. The American Library Association has released its annual list of the books most challenged to the country's libraries, and the vast majority of them either promote the LGBT lifestyle or include pornographic content unsuitable for children. Amongst the books most often challenged are Maya Kobabe's graphic memoir, Gender Queer, John Green's boarding school narrative, Looking for Alaska, and Jennifer Armentrout's paranormal romance, Storm and Fury. Parents all across the country have begun to take a closer look at the books their children are being given. The Southern Poverty Law Center has been indicted on federal fraud charges alleging it improperly paid informants to infiltrate extremist groups without disclosing the payments to donors. The Justice Department says the civil rights group defrauded donors by using their money to fund the same extremism that it claims to be fighting. The SPLC denies the charges. Over the years, it has sparked outrage by branding Christian ministries as hate groups. This is SRN News. Every school bus in America might soon have a life-saving device.
The NTSB says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure the drivers are not intoxicated. That recommendation comes out of the investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two other youngsters. The driver in that crash was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 26th. It's the 116th day of 2026. On this date in history, 1986, in the worst nuclear disaster in history, an explosion and fire at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine caused radiation fallout to begin spewing into the atmosphere. Dozens were killed immediately. Others died later from the radiation. This is SRN News.